Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 104.1.
Starting tomorrow, four Hamilton County schools will shift to online learning due to COVID-19. The district says these buildings will be cleaned and disinfected. And tonight, Catoosa County officials confirm five positive cases at Heritage High School. The school was deep cleaned and disinfected overnight. Classes start at Heritage on Monday.
So that is the local news from Chattanooga, Tennessee, where my daughter is getting married tomorrow. They have not done a great job down there with the spread of COVID-19.
I would say only five, but I feel like that's a good percentage of the population of Cleveland, Tennessee.
Yeah, this is a very small town outside of Chattanooga. Yeah. And it is what it is. It's a small southern town.
Not done things like
right.
Done things
they've done the way they believe they should be doing things, and it doesn't necessarily jibe with what I think I should be doing for me and my family. And so I told my daughter, Kristen, unfortunately, that I was not going to be going. And that was hard. That was really hard.
Of course it was. I can't imagine.
Yeah, just not being there for her. It's a big event. It's like 125 people. I mean, it's a big wedding. I was like, yeah. So you guys having masks? Are you like giving?
She's
like,
it would be a cute little favor with their names monogrammed on them or something.
I would love that.
No masks.
It's just such a different mindset.
I was like, social distancing? She's like, no. I was like, are you allowed to have it legally? Like here, you can't have 125 people.
No. You can't have dancing at a wedding here.
Right. Yeah. No, they're doing it all. They're having all of it. It's happening tomorrow. And so,
have you spoken with her, Carson?
I have not spoken.
Since you told her you weren't coming?
No. Nope.
But not for your lack of trying.
Correct. Yeah.
Because we wanted to talk to her this morning, but
yeah.
Girl's busy.
Yeah, she's got a lot going on.
Understandably so.
But, okay, so my thought since the beginning of all of this was
that
technology being what it is, it's not as though you have to miss out on everything. We're so fortunate to live in this time where someone with a cell phone can turn on FaceTime and you can sort of be there.
Absolutely.
And that's a great point. Lynn, good morning. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Now, you work in a temple?
I do. I work in a really large temple in Wellesley, and they've been holding actually bat mitzvahs and weddings and doing it all via Zoom.
And so when I asked about that, like I talked to Courtney yesterday, her sister, I have twins.
Right.
And so I said, is somebody going to be videoing it? She's like, well, they have a photographer. I was like, no, not like that.
No.
I was like, no.
A wedding video.
I love them so much, but wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just feel like, you know, you can't be the only person that isn't able to attend. You can't.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And in these times, like, why not? Just,
no,
honestly,
I think,
somebody needs an iPad. That's it.
I think I'm the only one not attending, honestly, because everybody's there. Like, all of her family, except for me and Lana. We're the only ones that are here in Barrett.
Yeah. And there's not one person we could call to get a phone, because I know Courtney's in the wedding, so therefore we should not ask her.
That is correct.
I feel like the only other person to ask is someone I don't want to ask.
Yeah, my ex-wife.
Yep.
I'm not asking.
But Courtney could.
I'll ask her.
But I feel like Courtney could, like set up on, like, the first row of chairs. You know what I mean? She could just set up the phone.
Yeah, but she's got so many responsibilities, probably, as a maid of honor. So
Lynn, at Temple, do you designate a person that does it, or they set up a computer? How does it work?
We do have a person that does it, but all it is I've attended a couple of actual wakes on Zoom.
Yeah.
And all it is the computer is just there, and I guess it would be in the front of the church, so you could see her and the actual ceremony. And somebody starts the meeting, the Zoom meeting, and then they just have to turn it off when it's over.
All right, I'm going to ask.
Yeah, I just want you to be a part of it.
I do,
know,
too.
I want to watch.
And sad in that, you know.
Right. Thank you, Lynn. I appreciate that.
But maybe
that's
something you just need to advocate for yourself.
Good luck with that.
Bye, Lynn. Thank you. Because they've got so much else going on.
Yeah.
And at least, like, the reception.
Like, I don't want to I don't want to be a burden, but I also, it was like, felt unincluded completely in all of this.
Right.
You know, so when she got married the first time, like, I did a big, you know.
Well, you paid for it.
Destination wedding, Siesta Key.
You walked her down the aisle.
It was a lovely day, let me tell you.
Yes, it was a spectacular, it was the wedding of the season.
It was gorgeous.
It really was. And so now, like, I don't know who's walking her down the aisle. I don't, you know,
maybe nobody. Do you know what I mean? Sometimes second weddings are a little different.
She's like, let's just do this.
But this is a big, full-blown, like, DJ.
Barn.
Everybody has a DJ.
Yeah, ice cream truck.
Do you feel you're going to
ice cream truck?
She's having an ice cream truck.
Why wouldn't you?
Oh, I'm surprised you're not going just for that.
Carson, will you miss then the daddy-daughter dance?
Thanks, Kennedy. Hadn't thought about that one.
Why don't you play CT N1 for yourself there?
CT N1. What are you doing to me?
A little bit of something. It's not a lot. I wanted it to be bigger. I didn't have time.
Father's bigger to your daughters. Daughters will love like you do. Girls become lovers who turn into mothers. So mothers, be good to your daughters too. I know the cake looks funny, Dad, but I sure tried. Oh, with all that I've done wrong, I must have done something wrong to deserve a hug every morning and butterfly kisses at night.
My God.
Our friend Wrench just texted us, Kennedy.
What did he say?
Wrench is driving to Tennessee to deliver something.
Is he really?
And he has offered to take a Carson flathead on a stick.
He has to.
And set it in the front row.
He must.
Oh, Wrench, I love you.
I want a life-size cutout just standing there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.